I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
94.7 The Wave. Good morning. I'm Pat Prescott. Thanks so much for joining us today. We have a special guest calling in this morning. She's an award-winning journalist and broadcaster, as well as a host and executive producer of the Emmy Award-winning Tamron Hall Show in its second season weekdays on ABC 7 here locally. Good morning, Tamron.
Good morning, Pat. How are you? So good to be on with you.
I tell you, it's lovely talking to you. I'm a huge fan of the show, and I want to start really by congratulating you for your daytime Emmy for Outstanding Informative Talk Show Host. That was really a nice honor, too, because it doesn't happen that often.
Oh, gosh. It was. Listen, I didn't even expect it, Pat. I was home with my husband and my son and my mother, and the show was virtual this year, obviously, with everything that's going on. And I wasn't online because I thought, there's no chance that I will win. It's my first season. Not a chance. And I was just about to take a shower. I'd had a glass of wine, and I was about to have my second glass of wine that my son was asleep. And I got a phone call from a friend, and she said, congratulations, Emmy winner. And I said, get out of here. No, I'm serious. And then I screamed. My mom ran downstairs. My husband ran into the bedroom. What happened? I said, I won an Emmy. And it was just comedy after that. I taped a video to thank everyone. I was so excited. I had on my bathrobe, no makeup. And I posted it before I knew it. It was great, though. Yeah, but it's a huge honor. Your peers, you know, recognizing the work that we put into the first season. It was one of those unexpected moments of joy with so much going on.
Yeah, I tell you. Did you get it yet?
I have not. And do you know, every day I'm asking, like, where's my Emmy? Where's my Emmy? So I will, that's going to be, I may have to social media tweet it when I finally get it, because I've not seen it. And I would like the Emmys folks to send me my Emmy. Hello, LA, can y'all call them and tell them to send my Emmy my way?
Putting them on blast. I hear you. Tamron Hall with us this morning on 94.7 The Wave. And in addition to winning that Emmy, you also won the very prestigious Gracie Award. Those of us who are in the business certainly know this means a lot, because it does come from our peers and from some really outstanding women in the business. And for Outstanding Talk Show Host Entertainment, the awards are nice, but I guess the ability to do the show you're doing really means the most, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, that is, I think, why we are being recognized by our peers, like with the Gracies, is that, you know, we recognize the value of talking to people and the value of a good conversation. You know, you'll laugh together, you'll cry together, and you'll learn together. And that was the intention of the show from the very beginning. I've always been a TV junkie as a kid, and I can tell you the television lineup I watched half my life. And for me, it was and is this power of the platform to be able to bring people in, and suddenly a topic you didn't think you really cared about, you care about, or looking at how someone else lives. And that gives you perspective on life just when you think you're, you know, ready to move. So we tackle it all. There's nothing that we won't discuss or can't discuss. And this season has proven that already. We've had, you know, exclusives that I'm proud to say network shows we're fighting for that we landed, kicking off our premiere episode with the Andrew Gillum interview, the Democratic star who had this fall from grace. And when I reached out to Andrew Gillum and his wife RJ and said, are you ready to tell your story after trending for many, many months on social media and a lot of speculation around his sexuality and his marriage, he said, I'm ready to talk. And we just built on the momentum of giving people a safe tell their story. I say this is not about defending your life, it's about living your life. And that includes the good, the bad, and the difficult. And so that's what we've really been doing. We walk with intention in our conversation. And as I said, sometimes it's fun, and we will laugh and just have a good time, as we did the other day with the stars of TikTok. You know, you have people who are making millions of dollars now, and like, all from an app. And I'm thinking, what did I do wrong? I need to learn how to do a TikTok video. And we've been sharing that. We had a dad who he is the most followed man on TikTok. He has three children, and he does these really cool illusion TikTok videos. But as he said, 3 years ago, this would not have been an option for him. It's just been great. We had an adorable girl who sang a song on TikTok. Next thing you know, she got a record deal and moved to Nashville. So it's just these great stories of people in life, from the celebrity perspective to the perspective of people who don't live their life in the public eye.
You know, I like the fact that your daytime Emmy was for Outstanding Informative Talk Show, because yours really is. It's different. This is not your typical talk show. I mean, it's not political, though you don't shy away from politics. There's entertainment. There's discussions of topical matters, things that people are dealing with in their own lives. You're going to hear touched on the Cameron Hall show. And also, these people, I want to know who is booking your show, because you are getting everybody that people are talking. Stassi Schroeder, Melissa Etheridge, Sam Jackson, and LaTanya.
Let me tell you, I'm going to give you a little scoop, Pat. This is how much of a team effort is. I booked Andrew Gillum and his wife. My team booked Stassi Schroeder, and my husband book Melissa Etheridge. It's all hands on deck. My husband has worked with Melissa for many years, and sadly, she lost her son Beckett to an overdose. It was like a family member from afar heard, and I was a little hesitant to reach out, and I turned to my husband, who has worked with her and known her for years, and I said, you know, there's a story here, Stephen, and I know I can talk to her and with her in a way that will open hearts and minds. There are so many parents struggling with children who are battling addictions, and even with all the information we have, they feel that they are alone. And if Melissa can come on, I will talk with her. I'll talk with her about what happened, but most important, how do we help others rather than just dwelling in the pain?
Yeah.
How do we help all of these people, these kids battling addiction? So my husband actually got that booking for us. So it's been incredible.
Now, of all the conversations you've had so far in the second season, tell us, what are a couple of your favorites?
You know what? I don't have a favorite as much as I have a feeling and a sense of satisfaction when we're done and there's a conversation online or, you know, in social circles. I think the Andrew Gillum, as painful as that was and as difficult as that was, it just opened people's eyes to how they see marriage, what they see on the outside, and when you don't know the inside. I thought the Stassi Schroeder interview, as difficult and as challenging as it was to get that interview, it hit a nerve. You know, it hit a nerve, not just because of Stassi. Honestly, it's about our openness on how we treat each other. It collides with the race conversation that we honestly should always be having, because it is a work in progress daily.
Amen.
But it came in the form of this reality show star, a young woman who was accused of some pretty awful things that I think folks were surprised by. Because she's in L.A., a diverse community, she's on a reality show, and it doesn't fit what we tell ourselves people who say those kinds of things look like and live. So it challenged how we perceive one another, and also how someone is able to apologize for their action. And I think it was just enlightening across the board. I'd never heard of someone hiring a diversity coach. Stassi revealed on our show that she had a diversity coach. I've been black for 50 years. I'd never heard of it.
Hey, it's a new thing.
And I wasn't making light of it. But I do recognize that it is unusual. And it's okay to say, well, that's strange. And she explained it.
Yeah, well, there's some things we need to learn. You know, for me, I do have a favorite episode so far. Not only did you have DJ D-Nice, you had Patty and Gladys fresh off of their Instagram battle, which was amazing. You had everybody from Oprah to Kelly and Ryan. But you know what impressed me the most, Tamron? It was your family and friends. I mean, just to see the people that mean the most to you, the people who've been with you throughout your life's journey, the ones who were your friends before before you were a famous TV star, you know, your BFFs with it. I just thought all of that, you know, the couple from the church from way back when, all of that said so much about why you are who you are. And you know, I think it brings the audience closer to you when you're open and revealing like that about your life.
Well, I really appreciate that. You know, I didn't know who my team had booked to surprise me. I had no idea. And they said, you know, they're, you know, anybody. I said, no, you guys do whatever you want to do. And it blew me away to have my friends share the person they know. I've had the same best friend since I was age four. You mentioned the wonderful couple from church. He was my security guard 13 years ago. You know, I haven't seen him in 13 years, but every morning he sends me an inspirational quote telling me to keep my head up, keep my focus on my faith, and keep my focus on helping others. 13 years this man has sent me those quotes, and we haven't seen each other since he was my security guard. So having that opportunity to share that part of me, whether it's Moses or my husband, which I didn't even know he was going to be in the show, is just the joy of what we do every day. Our show is a talk show, but at the end of the day, it's a friend show. And I want people to feel that when they sit down with us, you, like I said, you're going to laugh with your friend, and sometimes we're going to laugh loud, and there are days we will cry, and we'll comfort and lift each other up. And, you know, we talk about talk shows. I know when we got the Emmy for Best Informative Talk Show, really, Pat, that's the kind of talk show I grew up watching. You know what I mean? That was the Phil Donahue and the Oprah show, and I would never be able to compare myself in any way to those two and many others who follow. But what it was a conversation, whether they had a celebrity on or not, because to me, I feel like, for example, I adore Dwayne The Rock Johnson, but we can talk about his big project that he has, but I want to know how he became the person who not only has become the biggest superstar in the world, but all of these other philanthropic things that he does in his life as a dad. You know, to me, you can go to the end of Tyler Perry's story and say, look at Tyler Perry, one of the most important people in Hollywood. But what did it take to get there? The pages of the book are as delicious as the ending. And I just like getting through the pages, whether someone is famous or not.
Well, I got one last thing I wanted to ask you, and that's what's going to be happening on today's show. You'll be able to see Tamron at 1 o'clock today on ABC7.
Well, to tell you, Pat, it's one of those shows that's a tough one, but I think so many people will learn. I, over the break, became obsessed with this show, I May Destroy You. It's on HBO,
it's a
really tough show about consent. And what does consent mean? And we have people who have changed the way they date in the year 2020 based on the new understandings that people have when it comes to consent. We have a couple of guys on our show who literally photograph, video, so that they are so protected, down to photographing and recording intimate conversation. We have a woman, it's heartbreaking. She was drugged and assaulted and videotaped by her own husband. There are people who still today don't believe that a husband or a spouse can be convicted of that kind of crime. So we are digging into this very difficult conversation of consent and how modern dating has changed and what people are doing to make sure that they are protected so that they don't have a Me Too moment or worse. So it's fascinating, and it was all inspired by this show that I've been watching and everyone else has been obsessed with, I May Destroy You, which has that hard, uncomfortable conversation over what is consent and how are men and women today protecting themselves from being accused. It's fascinating.
Yeah, that is fascinating. We will be watching today at 1 p.m. on ABC7, the Tamron Hall Show. And, of course, the question everyone always has, which you don't have to answer, what will Tamron wear today?
You're going to have to see.
That's right.
You're going to have to see. But, you know, you can go get one of those Tamron Hall Show T-shirts and hats like you have going on to the website. We have a whole swag collection, and I'm happy that you have some of it.
Yeah, Tamron Hall's not only got a great talk show, she's got the best gift bag in the business. If you can get your hands on one, do it. Thank you so much for spending some time with us, Tamron, and also for bringing intelligence and class and grace to daytime talk TV. Tamron Hall, our guest this morning. Thanks so much for joining us today. We got a nice long set of music coming up for you next on 94.7 The Wave.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.